Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down. Stay
it's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page, and I'll be your host tonight. And I am a little under the weather, so I don't be expecting the normal energy because I've been sick for like 6 days, and my doctor was convinced not to take any of that, because I don't want to take antibiotics unless I have to, and he finally put me on a Z-Pack, so hopefully in the next couple of days I'll kick out of this. I want to say, first of all, say hello to Robert. How are you doing today, buddy?
Doing good, man, doing good.
Yeah, so Sparky, how are you doing today, kid?
I'm doing fantastic. My PC just came back.
In the break there, and we're gonna bring up my girl. We're gonna bring up my girl, Stacey Morris, in a minute here, because she's gonna actually be not only our co-host tonight, but actually our guest host, because she has such an amazing story, and I want to get it out there tonight and have her talk about it, especially since she just had that really awesome article on AOL.com. Which went all over, which is very cool. Before I get into that, I do want to let people know that we're not going to do those live workouts on Thursday and Friday, the free workout that I was going to do. Only reason I'm not doing it is because I'm sick, and I have a crazy tour coming up next week, and I can't be sick for that, and I have the Ultimate Workshop. I absolutely will be doing the Ultimate Workshop on Saturday in Smyrna, Georgia, which is just right outside on the outer sides of Atlanta. If you want to find out more about doing the Ultimate Workshop with us, it's right there on DDP Yoga, ddpyoga.com, and it is right there under DDP Appearances. And all the information is up there. That'll be Saturday. I think it's Robert. Does this start at 2 o'clock or somewhere around there?
Yeah, about that. Let me look it up real quick, and I'll tell you for sure.
I don't ever remember like that. The Ultimate Workshop is also one of those ones where if you just get the workout, then you're cool with the workout and the whole workshop that we do there. But then if the Ultimate Workshop brings you back to the crib, and that's where we really get into, you know, the eating part, and we make up a bunch of stuff and everybody gets to try it and answers to Q&A as far as, you know, what are the best options for gluten-free, really no GMO. You know, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy, corn-free, just showing you how to, you know, make better choices. And we do that that leads into the early. So that's this Saturday. Again, I'm sorry, but the live workouts will not be on. I'm going to try and do at least one before I leave overseas. I will be in Swindon, England. Who's playing with a little finger? Mute yourself if you're playing with something. I'll be in Swindon, England for DDP Yoga Workshop there. I believe it's the 28th or the 30th. I think it's the 30th. And then I'm going to Dundee, Scotland, and for the following week. And then I'll be at a signing, actually, in London on the 6th and 7th of July. and then straight into Mexico for the retreat. And if you want to check out the retreat, we have one room left. That's all we have left is one room left on the retreat, and that is ddpyogaretreat.com. Okay, now that I get all the PR out of the way, I want to get
To answer your question, the Ultimate Workshop does start at 2 o'clock.
Okay, cool. Thought so. And all directions are all up there. Yes, Martin?
Yeah, I was going to say, one thing that you didn't hit that I thought was pretty cool that you're doing right now is that Red Cross thing. Did you want to throw that out there?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Thanks, Mark. I forgot about that. We started on Monday. It's going to go for 2 weeks. And anybody who's been thinking about getting the DDP Yoga program, all proceeds that come into DDP Yoga for the next 2 weeks, 10% of the gross will go towards the Oklahoma City tornado people. Red Cross is really, Kimberly handles up all that the charity stuff that we do, and actually distribution, which I'll talk about in a second. She wanted to work with us to work with a charity that really was hands-on, and if you donate to somewhere, you know that's where the money goes. And the people in the Red Cross, they don't have, like, you know, $1 million or a couple of $100,000, you know, employees that run the company. It's pretty centrally based, and as far as, you know, a lot of the money, but all the money that comes in is going really to the Red Cross in that area, you know, to help the victims of the tornado. So that's something that we started, and the Wall Street Journal picked that up, which is pretty cool. And at the same time, AOL had an article out there of Stacey Morris. And Stacey, how you doing tonight? Q5?
I'm doing great. I just finished a workout, so I'm ready to go.
Awesome. I know a lot of you have heard Stacey, and a lot of you know her story. But I really wanted to get into it because we haven't really touched on it for over a year because it's a very inspirational story. And just to tell you where it all came from, the whole TeamDDPYoga.com site, you know, so many people come to that site looking for inspiration. And what's really cool to me is when those same people become the most inspiring people on the site. And Stacey would absolutely be one of those. And, you know, my first was brought to Stacey's attention was by Terry Lang. And, Stace, when you first came on to this Team DDP Yoga, how did you find Terry Lang? How did that come together?
Well, at the time, there was some sort of a website that had information about the program, and it had Terry's journal. Do you remember her online journal of her journey?
Yeah, and anybody who's listening to that, if you're on this journey to own your life, you know, it's so important to journal. And now with video and everything, it's so big to have that. So just let me stretch back to Terry just before we get into this with Stacey. Terry had lost like 64 pounds in 10 months, and she was going into her 50th birthday, and she was devastated about turning 50. And because she, you know, lost the weight and regained her identity and had a whole new life, she was like more psyched turning 50 than she was when she turned 30. And it was like just like a whole rebirth of her. And years would go by because Terry was my massage therapist when I was wrestling here in Atlanta. And so she's like my sister. And over the years, I knew her story was so important, and it was just, it's so inspiring. After about 2.5 years, I called her up. I was in Los Angeles at the time, and I said, Terry, you got to go back and write down what happened so we could share that story with other people. And when she went back and wrote it, now this is like 2 years later, she'd call me up and she'd be like, wow, this is like really cathartic. Because it brings back all those emotions and all that time. Because after you've achieved, you know, your goal and you're looking good and you're feeling good about yourself, well, all those accolades really stop. So what do you do when the accolades stop? How do you keep going? You keep setting new goals. So when she wrote all that stuff And then we, you know, I guess eventually we put it up on that site that you saw, Stacey. So that's how that all came to be.
Yeah, and she was very, very accessible and very supportive, and I started an email conversation with her, and she would encourage
me. Hold on, guys, whoever shuffling around papers, mute them, Robert, okay? Around papers, it ain't me, it's not Stacey. Now, whoever that was, you muted. It was. All right, but go ahead, Stacey.
Okay.
Yeah, so she would encourage me, and this was only about a month into me doing the workouts, and I, without really doing any phase 1, 2, or 3 food plan, I just tapered back on my eating, and I was doing the workouts, and I dropped 20 pounds the first month. I was so excited, and I told her, and I think that's when she alerted you.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite stories. I got an email from Terry, and she said, this woman, she lost pounds. She's really excited. I think if you were to, send her an email, it would further encourage her. So I said, get her phone number. I'll just call her. Do you hear that noise?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, you're getting crushed in the sound, bro.
What is it? Robert?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Well, why don't you mute you first? Let's figure this out before we go any farther. You can't tell this story and have noise going over it.
Okay. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
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 Here we go.
All right. So bottom line is, Terry said, why don't you, write her? And I said, get me a number. So I call Stacey up. And she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you called me. I said, yeah. I said, when people have some results, that are pretty big results, losing 20 pounds or 30 pounds or whatever, I'd like to help them stay motivated and keep moving forward. And I said, so how much did you weigh when you first started? And it was dead silence, dead silence. And she starts, you can tell her, the first thing to change was her breathing. And she went from, being, oh, my God, she's excited that I called. They're like, you're giving me anxiety. And I was like, well, hold back. That's you. That's not me. Well, hold on. Let me pull over. I go, you're driving? Pull over right now. So she pulls over the car, and I just say, so where are you from? What do you do? Da-da-da-da. And I go, so what weight did you start at? She goes, 345. Don't make me say it again.
I just like, spat it out, yeah.
And then I said, well, at least you're not 385. And then she started laughing. And then I asked her, I said, how tall are you? She goes, 5'8". I go, at least you're not 4'8". 385. And then it just broke the slice off. And then we just started talking. And I know, I've known for a long time about the whole GMO foods and, the wheat and dairy stuff being a part of that, and that it wasn't going to be good for her. And it was just trying more or less to convince her to go that way. And what was your reaction in the beginning to that?
In the beginning, I thought there was no way I could ever give up cheese. I was saying to myself, well, I will humor him because I know he really wants me to do this. And I'll try it for a month, and I was really going to sincerely try it. But I was so sure I'd be miserable and irritable and all that without cheese that it just after a month I'd have to tell Dallas what the deal's going to be. And then, lo and behold, I was just completely shocked and delighted when I actually felt better. I had more energy. The weight really started to drop off. And it changed my whole physique. I don't know what was more important, and I guess it doesn't really matter. I gave them both up at once. But giving up gluten and the cow dairy just completely changed my body. And this is a lifelong, someone who's tried every trick and diet in the book talking. And nothing's ever changed me like this has.
And know that no one's going to push DDP yoga more than me, but I will always come back and be total realist. And say all workouts help you lose weight and they keep you feeling good. no matter what, because exercise is the fountain of youth. DDP yoga more so, only because it's minimal joint impact and it gives you all the other shit. But the other side of it, which is equally or more important, is what you eat and how you eat it and what time you eat it and how much water you drink. I mean, and all those things that, you know, we don't really think about. And I always have to think about water. I always want to throw in probably one of the most important, you know, things that you can know. Every time you think you're hungry, and we always, oh, God, I'm hungry. I got to have a snack. I'm hungry. Most times, and I believe that the percentage is legitimate, like, you know, research percentage is 72% of the times you think you're hungry, you're thirsty. Drink water. Mm-hmm. Drink 12 ounces of water. And if you're still hungry, eat something. But there's a good chance you won't be. If you drink water
you raise a really good point about what you eat is important, because those 20 years that I weighed, you know, 300 pounds plus, 10 of those years I was a regular at the gym. I mean, I would do the treadmill, I would lift weights, and my weight didn't budge, and it was because of what I was eating.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know, the food and the mental part, you know, are just so pivotal. And right now, I mean, we say no wheat and dairy and, you know, the stuff, but really we're just saying, you know, if we go back 50 years in time, when that food, or even 40 years, when that was real food, you might have had a better shot at it, but it's a very hard thing to digest. We weren't meant to digest cow's milk. And when you take all the other, you know, shit that they put into it, I just call it cow's pus at this point, because it just, and again, if you don't listen to the wrestler, watch the movies Food, Inc., watch Genetic Roulette, watch Seeds of Death, just so you're aware, you know, because if you can be aware of that, and I tell people, if you can watch those movies and still eat that shit, I can't help you. You know, I can't, you know, and I won't. I won't help you, because you're going to waste both of our times. So back to Stace, I remember going, oh, God, oh, Dallas, I don't know if I can eat that. I mean, I love cheese. And, mm-hmm. you know, goat's cheese, sheep cheese, way better, still fat, but, you know, way better for you. And, you know, I fell in love with that Manchego cheese. What's your favorite out of those cheeses?
I absolutely love Manchego, and there is a hard goat cheese that is sort of has a purple coating. They say that it's sort of marinated in wine, but it's very much like cheddar. That and Manchego are just really good. And I also discovered a vegan cheese that I like, and
really?
I never thought I'd live to see that. But it's made by a brand called DAIYA, and it is every bit as caloric as regular cheese, which is why it tastes so good. But you don't get that, you know, yucky feeling after eating it like you do with cow cheese.
Okay, cool. Good to know. So bottom line is we hang up the phone. You go on your journey of eating this way. What were your results over the, you know, how did it roll for you here? Because a lot of people got to read your story, but it was a small piece of that in the really mm-hmm. big picture, what happened in your life. Like,
because
I know women and men are out there going, well, okay, how did you do it? So besides the workout, like what hurdles did you hit?
Well, in the beginning, even though I was really feeling great when the weight was coming off, especially in the beginning, because I was at such a high weight, there was also the other side of the coin where I was literally detoxing, and I just didn't have the fun in my life that I had from food, you know, that high. And I had to really go through like this period of blues, you know, just sort of riding out the detox and the withdrawing from the binge eating. And I remember a couple times you would call me and you'd be like, why are you so down? What's wrong with you? And nothing was wrong in particular. I was just going through what I think everyone who's really trying to drop a damaging habit goes through. You know, you go through sort of a grieving period. So that was a hurdle. And other than that, my strategy, because like I said, I've been dieting since age 9, and I was so burned out from the whole process that I decided to tell no one about this in the beginning, just because I wanted to keep it to myself. And I was even tired of talking to people about my latest attempt. And I think there was something very powerful in keeping it to myself at first. Eventually, people started to notice the change, and you know, then I would talk about it. But I just didn't want this to be like all the other times that I tried. So I kept my mouth shut. And I just said to myself, this has to be just a change of life that I can live with. So it can't resemble a diet in any way. So there were no weekly weigh-ins. I wasn't too strict and regimented with, like, you know, I went through periods where I used to weigh and measure my food. I didn't do any of that anymore. I just started to really pay attention to my hunger level and my emotions, and to make sure that I was, it's fine to eat for pleasure, but when I go too far with it, that's a different story. But I had to have some pleasure involved in eating, but also draw some boundaries too. And that's something we all have the ability to do. It's something that the diet industry has been lying to us about, that we don't have any power or control over ourselves. We do. And I just had to start to relearn that. I mean, as babies, we come into this world knowing when we've had enough. And it was a learning process, but I'm really glad I took the time to do it, because I feel so free today. I don't have to. I know people who weigh and measure their food for like 20 years because they feel like they can't be trusted around food. And I was a very hardcore binge eater, and I don't need any tricks or tools or gimmicks to keep me on this path. I've devised it so I can just walk it without being, I don't know what the word is, being knocked off balance, you know, because it feels so natural to me.
Well, and I want people to know on the other side of that, first of all, you'd lost 100 pounds twice before and gained it back.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
and that's what I wanted to avoid. And I regained it because I was really just sort of going through these motions that didn't feel natural to me. And I knew eventually, I think everybody, when they start a quote diet, you know, that's somebody else's device and you're told exactly what to eat and exactly how much, that's really kind of degrading. And nobody really wants to do that for very long. So I just, you know, I took your advice. I really had a lot of respect, and I, of course, still do, respect for you and Terry. And I listened to what you had to say, but you guys were wise enough to let me just do it according to what worked for me. You know, you gave me a blueprint, and then you let me build the house.
Right, because it has to be, and anybody, you know, if you've heard me say this before, you can't hear it enough, the first three letters of the word diet are what? You know, die. They die. Nobody has a diet that works, because no one can stick to a diet. Now, what you eat in your diet, that's a different word. You know, but when you diet, you have to create a lifestyle that you can live through. So as you're losing the weight, knocking off, how do you keep it off? Well, you stick to how you're eating. You know, and if you're going to do a cheat day, in our scenario, it's like, you're going to eat brownies or chocolate cake, eat the gluten-free chocolate cake. It tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You know? Those flourless cakes are unbelievable. Now, you still get your chocolate fix or your sugar fix. So how long did it take you to lose your first 100 pounds?
Oh, you know, it was less than a year. And like I said, I wasn't rushing this or trying to manipulate. I never gave myself a timetable, but because I was consistent and obviously my body responded to no gluten and no cow dairy, so I think I was really kind of holding on to a lot of fluid by way of the inflammation caused by gluten. And once I got that out of my system, it just was a very natural. It wasn't like quick, but it was a nice flow. So I lost the first 100 in less than a year, and the lighter I got, the more I wanted to do. I trained for a walking marathon and did that, and I just got more. Okay.
Let's stop there, because that's one of my favorite stories, you know, because No one can think they're going to do, you know, a marathon in 2 days when you just lost 100 pounds and you trained for, I believe it was for a month. Am I correct?
Yeah, only a month, yeah.
Doing yoga really gives, you know, the workout credibility big time, because that gave you space to train for a month. And I was so worried about you walking, and you got your new sneakers, and I was like, listen, I didn't want to discourage you and say you couldn't do it, but I didn't want you to work too hard, because if you work too hard, you're going to hurt yourself. God, you know. And your goal is to walk the 13.5 miles for the first day and 13.5 miles second day. But what did you do the first day?
The first day I did 20 miles, and I was, nobody was more shocked than me, because I just thought, God, if I make it to 13, I'll be so happy. And I noticed, like, early on in the marathon, people my age or younger, they were stopping to rub their feet, they were taking their shoes off, they were noticeably in, you know, discomfort, and I just kept rolling along. And I know it was because of the way my body was conditioned from the DDP yoga workouts.
Oh, it blew my mind. I mean, you were so happy, and then you finished the next day. This shows you what's possible. So now I don't want to cut you off, but I also remember one of the times, because you do a lot of traveling, that you took a picture and you on the airplane, and you didn't have to have the belt extender. What did that mean to you?
That was just really one of the happiest moments in my life, because I love to travel, and I had stopped. I had stopped all airline travel because it was just too, not just the seatbelt extension, but, you know, squishing the person next to me and trying to fit through the aisles. It was just became a really humiliating experience. So when I was able to travel again by airplane and not feel like I was, you know, intruding on everybody, and the day I no longer needed an extension and I could ride like everybody else was just, I almost was like hyperventilating. I was so happy. It was great.
All right, so I cut you off after the marathon. Where were you going with that? Sorry.
I don't remember now. It'll come back.
It'll come back. But by the way, we're going to be taking calls. Do you have any calls for Stacey? Do you have any calls for me, Sparky? Call in at 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. Robert, let me know if we get any calls in the queue. And if there's any questions.
Well, if I can jump in, we already got some questions firing in the chat. So
we're going to go to that in about 5 minutes, but I just want to make sure we're building that. Get that. Anybody have any questions, please go to Sparky in the chat room and just keep firing those questions off to Spark. And we will get to them, absolutely. I want to get to the end of this journey, but to where we are today in this journey. So the bottom line is, you lose 100 pounds, you get to do that marathon, things are moving forward. Take us from there. Where do you go from there?
Well, I just kept going with it, you know. I mean, I was just so inspired by my new life, and then that becomes the reward. You know, I wanted to keep what I had and what I built up, and, you know, I went through all the usual changes, like new wardrobe, and I went from a big car to a really tiny compact car. I did things like I took a motorcycle ride, I parasailed. I just started to take all these, you know, risks and do these things that I never could have done. And all along, I kept a blog. You know, I would record everything from recipes to emotional techniques of how I'm keeping the weight off. There, if you go to my website, stacymorris.com, I did something about 4 months ago, maybe 6 months ago, a YouTube video of me sitting there crying in front of the camera, because I had just visited my dad in a nursing home. And it was just an emotional time, and I was in a lot of pain. And I just want people to know, this is what it takes. If you're an emotional eater, this is what it takes to keep it off. You can't run from the feelings. And so that's pretty much what I committed to, that whatever comes my way, from here on out. I'm not going to run from it anymore. I'm not going to pretend that someone didn't upset me or that I'm not, you know, sad about something. I'm going to face it head on. And when I was drugging myself with food, that's the last thing I wanted to do. It's another thing the diet industry never tells you, but that's because they don't want you to get well.
No, no. They don't want you. But, you know, that's part of the sickness. You know, let's keep this country, you know, really overweight, slow, scared, you know, so
yeah.
You keep your head around like an ostrich. And, you know, and that's mm-hmm. the biggest thing that we don't do there. So, you know, bottom line, you actually were lucky enough to actually have my head buried the tension, you know. But, mm-hmm. you know, the whole time as you're doing it also and being a part of Team DDP Yoga, how much did that actually help you with, you know, your journey?
Oh, that was huge from day one, because when I, you know, I started out, this whole thing started January 9th, 2009, when I visited my doctor, learned I was at an all-time high weight, and then I went back home and watched Oprah, which led me to you and the workouts. But because I knew what my weight was and I knew how far gone I was at such a low point when I got my DVDs and I joined the team, that when I got those first few welcomes, it did something for me that I can't really explain. It made me feel like I belonged somewhere and that I was accepted. And I needed that more than anything at that particular time.
You know, it's pivotal along that line. And I'm just going to break you off to Sparky, because Sparky, you had the same thing but completely different. When, you know, what did you think when you came on the whole Team DDP Yoga spot?
I thought it was pretty crazy because what did we have? Like less than 1,200 people when I got there, but like a very active, but we have like, what, 30,000?
Yeah.
And, and a lot of those people are still active, but it was crazy because Doug was the first person to reach out to me, and I thought, who is this guy getting into my business, and what does he want? But it was the coolest thing, because he's like, give me your number, I'm going to call you. And he and I talked for probably like an hour, and I wasn't even a week into the program, and he was already interested and knowing where I was going, how I was doing, how I was going to accomplish everything. And, man, without that, that set me on a pace, you know, to look forward to set goals and to really strive for something.
Anybody who doesn't know who Doug Steffen is, we call him the monster motivator. Doug is someone I met on my way to Afghanistan to see the troops, or I might have been coming back. I was on my way there. And I was on my way to Iraq that time. I don't know, one of the two, I don't remember. But I met him at a place called Qatar, or Qatar, which is like the holding spot in between there. It's the only R&R place the guys have, and trust me, it's not R&R. All it means mm-hmm. is there's no one getting bombed there, because there's a hole in the wall. But, you know, he started, you know, he came and worked out with us that time. He was 100 pounds overweight. He was already disabled, like 30% disabled. He was working with the government at that point. Right now, well, the bottom line is he lost 100 pounds in 9 months and became an awesome, you know, just spokesperson for what we do. And right now, the only reason he's not all over the sites right now is because he's back in Afghanistan right now. And I think he's going to be out pretty soon. So when's he getting back, Sparky?
What's that?
You know? You know when Doug's getting back?
Yeah, he was actually, and I was supposed to talk to him the past couple of days. He was actually in the States for a little
back
bit. Yeah, but I think he's bouncing back and forth for a while. So.
Right. Well, I know after he gets back to Mac, when we do this retreat in 2 weeks, I know he's back in the States or in Germany, one of the two. But you'll see him on the site, and he's nothing got one about one of the biggest hearts on the planet. And just that's how you want to know how you stay successful, you know, after you lose the weight and you start to feel better about yourself and things are starting to really change. How you keep that going is you help other people. Because when you help other people, you inspire them. Now you're inspired by them being inspired. And it's just a circle. It's a circle that doesn't break. You know, it takes work. And, you know, that's how the whole gimmick is to what we do is pay it forward. So back over to you, Stacey. Let's put a button on this and we'll go to some questions. Bottom line is, you ended up where, at what time, how many months in, et cetera?
Down 185 pounds. And it was about 15 months, 18. I mean, I should have kept better track. I was just so happy that it was happening. But I'm down like 10 or 12 sizes. And people don't recognize me. I'm living a life I never thought that I would have, you know. I really just completely resigned myself. I couldn't even get out of the 300s all the years I dieted. So I'm just living what I consider to be a miraculous life. And there's no magic, but it's a few key ingredients, which is you got to have the work ethic. You got to listen to people who have done it before you, you know, and take some advice. And helping others, definitely. And I don't mean to sound judgmental, but I just don't get people who say they hate to exercise. And if you are one of those people, you just have to turn that voice off and do it anyway. That's the only advice I have. I mean, because exercise, it doesn't even have anything to do with weight in the long run. Because the weight will be gone, and it's still going to help you in so many ways to just do it. And those are just the realities, but it's not that bad. I mean, I don't consider this punishment or hard work. It's just, to me, I'm very grateful that there are a few little things I can do to have a great life and to live in a state of freedom.
Hey, so that's awesome. Wait a minute, I just got this.
Just urgent news.
Hey, the bad guy, Scott Hall, just rolled in here. Urgent news. What's the story?
I'm happy to announce that I've been cleared by my surgeon, Dr. Kim, from Resurgence here in Marietta, Georgia, and cleared to start DDP Yoga, modified as I need to, as is my mentor's advice. So I'm happy to say I get to join the Crib Crew Yoga Squad.
Nice.
All right. Fantastic.
Waiting on that hip surgery.
Change your life,
brother. Love you, man. Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. We've been waiting for that. We don't want, you know, Jake, I love him to death, but, you know, he pushed himself too fast on the shoulder so many times, it put him back. You know, put him back. That's why if when you're doing the DVDs, if I say lower to a knee, check your heart rate, don't work too hard, there's a reason for that. You know, when you feel you can work harder, hell, work harder. But don't do it unless you're feeling it. And, you know, that old no pain, no gain, that works 25 and under. Over 30, pain means pain. You know, listen to your body. I'm so excited. We've been waiting for that, you know, because he's been chomping at the bit to work out with us. We just keep showing him really modified stuff just to keep him going. And more than anything, you know, eating real food. And that's maybe different in his life. Well, we got some questions. We got Robert on the line. I want to get to that. Let me get one of the. If you have any questions for Stacey, if you have any questions for me, now's the time to come on. We got about another 15 minutes left here. Robert, I'll get to you in 1 second on the phone. If you want to call in, 794-1216, 347-994-1216. Sparky, you got a question for us over there in the chat room?
Oh, yeah, Ninja's got a pretty good one. She was the first one to pop in with one. She wanted to know, when you're at a healthy weight, how do you tell what your biological sweet spot is? And is it a weight you can easily maintain with clean eating?
Well, for me, you know, and I'm going to answer it, and I'll let Stacey answer it. So it comes on two different sides. You know, for me, when I get to that spot, and I pretty much stay there most of the time, I know if I'm going off too light or too heavy by what I'm eating and, you know, how I feel. You know, if I don't feel good, then it don't work for me. But if I feel good and I feel I look good, well, I'm not going to beat myself up on either side of that. And as you know, I stay, you know, in shape all the time, but then again, it's my life, you know. So how would you answer that, Stace?
Yeah, I would say it shouldn't feel like too much work to stay at a particular weight. I think your body knows what it wants and will gravitate there. So I've decided, you know, I want to go a little lower, but I'm not going to torture myself. I'm going to, you know, I'm following Terry's advice, which is to really lay off some of the flours and the desserts, and I'm doing much less sugar and more, you know, desserts made of black beans and things like that, because I do want to get a little bit more off of me. But I arrived at my 185 pounds less, and it felt very, very natural. I didn't have to struggle to get there. So I think if you're feeling like you're really overdoing it to stay somewhere, it's probably not your natural weight.
And another thing, you know, I this girl named Carrie, I'm going to put her video up because it's compelling, but at the same time, it's entertaining and funny. And she's just being real. When she got the program from us, which you, I want to be skinny. And, you know, I just want to be skinny. I'm like, no, forget skinny. Healthy. You want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. You want to feel good. Not everybody's supposed to be skinny. You know, there's no, like, cut frame. Ooh, look at my abs. Like, they're great, but that's all what you eat, period. Don't let any workout tell you it's anything else. Because I got buddies of mine who do just my workout, Chris Jericho being one of them, got an awesome set of abs, but so much what he eats, big time, all the time. So, you know, it is just something to know. You got any more out there, Spark?
Yeah, there's Chris Buck got one for, and actually he's got a recipe for smoothies. So he's hitting your other expertise, Stacey.
I'm sorry, Sporky, I missed all that. Did you hear that, Stacey?
He wants a recipe for smoothies?
Yeah, if you have a favorite or if you got a place, you can check them out.
Okay.
I'll give you one, and Stacey will give you one here. For me, I like to use, because I don't use any whey protein because I think it's garbage, and it's you know, it's a derivative of wheat of milk, so I just don't do it. But there is a product called J Rob, and he's got all different types of protein. The one I like to use is egg white protein, and I'll take a scoop or two of that in there, and then I might throw some almond milk. And I started with the almond milk that was sugary, the vanilla. And then I went to less sugar. Now I'm at unsweetened 30 calories per cup, and I love it. It was sort of like how I went from whole milk to 1% to 2% to skim. And, it just tastes so good to me. I'll throw that in. I might even cut it with some water. I might throw some cubes in there. I absolutely will throw some frozen bananas. I'll take a scoop maybe of peanut butter, and then I might take a half a scoop of chocolate cocoa, the freshest organic stuff, and put that in. Now I got a Reese's peanut butter, but a real one, not chemical one. Mm-hmm. And man, that's delicious. So that's my favorite protein shake. What about you, Stace?
Yeah, mine's very similar, and I usually do one a day because I just like to, I don't like to eat lots of meat and chicken. So I, like you, I do the egg white protein and sometimes pea protein powder. And
yeah, I heard that
sometimes,
too.
Yeah, and hemp. There's a hemp one that I use sometimes. But always with almond milk, unsweetened, and usually the raw cacao powder, which is super, super healthy and nutrient-packed. I also add some maca and goji berry, I think, dried, it's like powder, loaded with antioxidants. And what else? Sometimes, if I'm in the mood, I won't do chocolate, I'll do cinnamon instead, and sometimes peanut butter, but I just get really creative with it. But it satisfies my sweet tooth, and it also really just satisfies my muscles, I guess. I never feel the hunger pangs, and it's just a really cool way to get a lot of nutrients in with a pretty moderate amount of calories.
I want to point out, too, what Stacey was just going through there, as far as the different berries and stuff. You're putting a lot of dried stuff in there, right?
Yeah, powders.
Yeah, so
you'll get those tastes without getting all that sugar. See, if you put in a lot of blueberries and strawberries and, you know, all the other, you know, red natural fruits, they're great, but a lot of sugar. So sugar, you know, if you're trying to lose the weight, now if you're trying to maintain the weight, it's going to work out harder, then it really doesn't matter if you're at where you want to be at. So if you feel good about it, boom, knock them in there. But
yeah, you know what I love about the cacao powder is that you don't really, your taste buds don't care if you're eating a piece of cake or if you're doing a protein drink. They just want that, you know, that hit of the real stuff. And
exactly.
If you train yourself, you don't need the cake all the time. You know, that's what it took me a little while to discover that. But this really does the trick. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, you would know. And that's why I really wanted you to come onto the show tonight, because you always help people. But, you know, a lot of people, they've seen your video on DDP Yoga, but they didn't get to hear your story. And I think it's a powerful story, and it helps a lot of people. We got Robert on the line. Robert, are you still there, buddy? Sorry it took so long to get to you.
Hey, hi. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, Robert.
Hi. First, I just wanted to thank you for last week I called and you guys put my story up on the DDP Yoga site. So I just wanted to thank you for that. I got a kick out of seeing it online. I was like, wow, you know, I'm going to keep updating that one because, you know, I want to make myself proud. And yeah. And Stacey, you know, thank you for sharing your story. You know, it's incredible. I remember when I first saw your picture, I was like, wow, she's really pretty. And then I went to your website and, you know, I saw all your pictures and everything. I was like, wow, I'm just amazed at what you did. And it's a real inspiration for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just had one question about the phase three, because that's what I'm going to try to get into now. Pretty much went from phase, you know, like when you talk about the whole food combing thing, right? Is it as simple as just following the steps that you put in the guide? You know, eat the fruit first, wait half an hour, and then you eat everything else. Like, is it as simple as that?
Well, it can be as simple or as complicated as you want. I learned this from a guy named Brent Bishy. Dr. Brent is 80 years old. He can still run 20 miles on the beach. You know, he's helped so many people, you know, regain their health, especially with stage 4 level cancer, just by teaching them to eat. And I used a version of what he did. And basically, you know, he taught me that it all comes down to digestion. It all comes down to how you digest the food, how your body processes it so it can rest and heal. And the main component to combining is not mixing a protein with a carb. Now, you would think if it's called food combining, you would be mixing a protein with a carb.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, this is the word that you, I watch a bunch of people write books on it, it's all called the same thing. And that's basically what I took that from. And if you don't mix a protein with a carb, like the fruit in the morning, like I wake up a lot of mornings, grab a piece of fruit and eat it, it's the first thing I do. You know, then I'll have a glass of water. You know, then I'm going to walk upstairs, I'm going to make my egg. You know, I'll mix proteins and carbs in the morning. The main time at night, I don't mix them because I want to stay lean. Have a leaner, but are you trying? Obviously, you're trying to lose weight. Is that your goal?
Well, I mean, like you said, it's the side effect of the workout is losing weight. But yeah, that's pretty much what I'm trying to gain right now.
Okay. Well, again, you know, that's going to be the best. And I wish I could eat like that all the time. If I did it for 6 weeks, but I lost 22 pounds. I don't want to get. I'm already way too lean for me. You know, my whole thing is, like, eating's a job for me. I've been sick the last week. I'm, like, the skinniest I've been in, like, 25 years. I don't want to be that, you know. I don't want to look like a yoga. I'm a DDP yogi guy.
Food combine, I'd say, 80% of the time. I simply feel better when I do it. Sometimes I'll have a sandwich or I'll have pasta with a protein. But what I really try to be adamant about is I have the fruit in the morning on its own, and I wait 20 minutes or so, and I really pretty much all the time at dinner time I have protein and a vegetable and no carbs, and I feel that that is a good tool for keeping my weight at a balanced level.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for the advice there.
Okay, buddy. Thanks
yeah,
for
good
calling
luck.
In.
Thanks for
thank
calling.
Thank you.
Keep journaling all that stuff. Keep journaling. So, Sparky, we got any more questions, or are we just going to BS the way at the end of the show?
Yeah, we got two real quick ones. And the one I'm not sure, Viper was asking about if you've had any experience trying to get somebody to transition off a feeding tube, which I don't have anything for that other than check with a doc. I don't know if you guys have ever dealt with that.
Oh, I don't. I'm Terry would be the one to ask, but definitely a doctor. How about you, Dallas?
No, I'm a wrestler. I always go back to people ask me some questions, man, like just so far beyond me. Like I could use yoga doc in a lot of scenarios, but overall I'm just a wrestler who healed their body. I mean that's really what I am. You know?
Yeah.
And we'll come back to that last question, but we got one more question on the line here. Travis, you there?
Hey guys.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Hey, Travis.
Doing good.
Hey, just checking in with you guys there. I was going to try calling last week there to give you an update and everything. I'm down to my last 10 pounds for my goal here, so with half a year to go, so we're doing good. One of Sparky's streakers, if you keep up with the Warriors and training stuff there, we're on day 19, and so, you know, Nolan
awesome,
and Roger and Chad, and we're rocking it out there, trying to keep the streak alive. So, hey, I'm thinking about, I want to do the phase three stuff there. The only concern I've got right now is I was camping this last week, and I was really leaned back on proteins. I was basically sticking with fruits and vegetables and healthy carb stuff. Is there a big? Can you do more protein on a phase three, or do you have to really keep that balanced out?
Well, for me personally, and again, that's why I sort of leave it open where I put, the carbs or the proteins on either end. You know, when I would try to be getting lean for a shoot or whatever I was doing, I'd pretty much eliminate carbs. My carbs just came from vegetables, and I ate a lot of protein. And that's the one thing I haven't been eating enough of. I haven't been eating enough protein, especially when I'm sick, because, your body's like, uncle, I'm not processing. It's way harder to process protein. And then there's the levels of protein. Like, fish is going to be the easiest to process in your body, obviously, because it's soft and mushy. Then it would be chicken. Then it would be, probably steak. But then it gets into pork's hardest, and then shellfish is harder than that. So, it all comes down to how your body processes the food. For me personally, again, I like to get in a lot of protein. You don't have to have a ridiculous amount, but, for me personally, I want to have that. But if I'm not, I'm going to eat my three favorite proteins because I think they're the best for you, which is a yam, sweet potato, or organic brown rice, or brown rice and beans. What do you think, Stace?
I agree with being very moderate with the carbs, especially if you're concerned about dropping weight. The more wholesome, the better. The more fiber you can get in there. I very seldom do the potatoes and pasta, but I'm more apt to do quinoa or brown rice. But I'm a big protein person. I don't think it's possible to overload on it. That's just my philosophy. I think it's really good for you, but I choose good types of protein, like organic eggs, and I love nuts and nut butters. Fish, I'm a huge fish fan. Chef Bill makes me the most amazing salmon and tilapia that actually, to me, tastes better than a steak. So, but I would just say go for as much fiber and color as you can when choosing a healthy carb.
Really, and ideally organic, because all organic means, organic means your great-great-grandparents ate it. That's all it really means. It's before they started spreading all the chemicals on everything. Organic means it's really, I mean, this is like the Reader's Digest version, but it just means it's really healthy and it's the way God wanted it to be. Out of the ground, into your mouth, without all the shit and the, you know, all the things they do to it that make it not organic. You know, so I hope that helped you, Travis.
Yep, that helps me out a lot, guys. So, hey, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll catch you on the other side there. You can keep rocking it, right?
All right,
appreciate
you too.
It, man. You know, and one of the things I want to say to Sparky, you got a bunch of people I know that you work with, and anybody out there, I think our program is unique on so many different levels, but one of the things that I know no one does, it's like, you know, we've got a lot of amazing, you know, before and after stories, but the big stories that I like to follow it on are the people who are what I'm calling DDP yoga under construction. And if you go there, you're going to see anybody, you know, who's down like halfway to your goal, you know, a third of the way to your goal. And I would love to start to, you know, get a paragraph from you. Like, Spark, anybody you're talking to that's doing it, and you're just, it's another way to make it accountable. And you're up there, and here's what you've done in X amount of months. And then, you know, three or four months later, we update it again. And then by that time, maybe you hit a goal or more. So anybody wants to do that, if you could send, you know, a paragraph or so to Robert@DallasPage.com, and that's our own Robert here on the main, you know, switches here. If you could just send to him and let him know, we'd love to have your story up there so people can see it, you know, because the people don't really get invited to Team DDP Yoga until they're part of the team, you know, until they get the program and they're actually doing it. And I got to tell you, got the greatest email from some guy from Germany. Can't remember his name right now. Sherry, our customer service girl, sent it to me. And basically, he said that in Germany, they don't have credit cards the way we have them. And there was a problem with, you know, how the PayPal goes or whatever. And because we get orders from Germany, but they pay for it all at one time. And some people want to have it broke up in the payments. And, you know, he basically really wanted the program because he heard so many great things about DDP Yoga, but he couldn't, you know, he couldn't afford it. So he writes in the letter to us, "So I'm sorry, but I loaded it down for free. And, you know, I figured that you do a 30-day, you know, money-back guarantee, so no problem, you know, as far as, me actually getting it, I could just give it back to you." And he goes, "But yeah, I'm on day 41, and I've had such amazing results, and I love it so much, I want to pay for it." Right, Robert?
Yeah, exactly right.
And all he really wanted to get was the MP3s and become a part of Team DDP Yoga, because he had everything else. But that was, and I've had four different people write me very similar things like that. Loaded it down for free, love it so much, I bought it. And that, to me, is like the biggest compliment. You know, and I understand people, you know, in a bad spot, they figure it out because the internet has its ways to do that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's when people come back around like that, you know, it's strong. So just thought that was a really, you know, interesting and fun story. All the way around.
The end of that story is we told him how to pay for it, and within like 10 minutes, if that, he had paid for it.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that way, stay in contact with that guy, Robert, so we know exactly, because eventually I'm going to Germany. Anybody who's listening today out there, you know, I will be actually out there in let me make sure exactly to see where the hell I am so I know what I'm saying here. I'll be in Swindon on the 30th, and that will be where the hell's – just go to ddpyoga.com if you want to, you know, find out where I'm going to be in Swindon. And I got two workshops there, and they're almost sold out. There's going to be a pretty big group of people there for that. And I'll also be in Dundee, Scotland. I believe it's the 4th. Or third. The third, I'll be in Dundee, Scotland. Again, you can get information on ddpyoga.com. under GDP Appearances, and they're trying to put together a second workshop because the first one sold out like in the first 2 weeks. So check that out if you want to see me there. And again, we have one room left on DDP Yoga Retreat. There's one room. That's going to be a super blast. People are coming from, I know for a fact we got people coming from Germany, England, Canada, Australia. All right, we got people coming from all over, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we got one more question, right, Spark?
Yeah, somebody was asking in the chat about actually some moves in Red Hot Core. A lot of the crunches are bothering their L4, L5, getting them a little sore. Are there any kind of mods that you suggest for Red Hot Core?
For one, if it is to get them sore as far as them laying on the mat or whatever, I'd like a double thick a towel, you know, because it's all centralized there on that. If it's about the movements and not what you're laying on, modify more and immediately ice afterwards. But it's all going to come around to strengthen your body, period. But anybody that's having any problem with their back, you know, the one thing you'll see with me big time, ice, ice, ice. Greatest thing you can do for your body. You got anything else there, Spark, or are we done with that?
The last one that came in was if there's any news about Jake. People are interested to see how he's been the past couple weeks.
Well, we're about to put out another video. And Jake Roberts is Jake Roberts. He's doing great right now. But, you know, sometimes, you know, once in a while, Jake falls down. And I've never seen Jake fall down where he didn't get up stronger. And that, I think, is the key. We will be looking for that net new video that will be coming out probably early this week. So just to whet your appetite on that. Having Jake Roberts in your life, there's never a boring moment. That I will promise you. Between that, Scott Hall, the bad guy, forget about it. Okay, guys, Stacey, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing your story. It's always awesome to catch that and for other people to grab some of your inspiring moments in your life. And you're a vision of loveliness, my dear. And Sparky, thank you so much for being on here tonight and helping us with the questions. And Robert, everyone else, you've been marvelous. You've been great, but see ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
The Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.